Our epistle for this fifth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Peter's first epistle, chapter 3, verses 8 through 15. Beloved, be all like-minded in prayer, compassionate, lovers of the brethren, merciful, reserved, humble, not rendering evil for evil or abuse for abuse, but contrariwise, blessing. For unto this you were called, that you might inherit a blessing. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek after peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are upon the just, and his ears unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. And who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you suffer anything for justice' sake, blessed are you. So have no fear of their fear, and do not be troubled. But hallow the Lord Christ in your hearts. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 20 through 24. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Unless your justice exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to the ancients, 'Thou shalt not kill,' and that whoever shall kill shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be liable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'Thou fool,' shall be liable to the fire of Gehenna. Therefore, if thou art offering thy gift at the altar, and there remembrance that thy brother has anything against thee, leave thy gift before the altar, and go first to be reconciled to thy brethren, and then come offer thy gift. Unless your justice exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, from the first Sunday of Pentecost until now, we've been focusing on aspects of charity in the first Sunday of Pentecost. You read St. John in his gospel, in his epistle, says, "Dearly beloved, God is charity." Three weeks ago, we had the value that Christ puts on a soul. What man of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, will not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the one that is lost? There's more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just. Last Sunday, we meditated on the value we ought to have and the love we ought to have for our own soul. We see that the crowd pursued Christ and pressed upon him to hear his words, so that he had to get in a boat so he could properly preach to them and teach them. And then we saw how he was starting to gather his apostles, performed a miracle, so much so that Simon Peter went up to our Lord and said, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man." I don't deserve you. None of us deserve the Lord, but all of us need the Lord. And we see when Christ sees that humility in Peter, takes him and raises his dignity and calls him to a high vocation. I will make you fishers of men. And they left all and followed him. Today, we're called to meditate upon the love that we have for our neighbor's soul, or our neighbors. In the gospel, we have our Lord starts off in talking to his disciples. Unless your justice exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Exceeds. The word in the Greek, when studied, demonstrates something other than just abiding. But it's the living of the perfection of the law, or striving after that perfection. The scribes and Pharisees, they lived the letter of the law. And Christ here, he doesn't just tell us of this commandment, but demonstrates what he means by it. He takes the commandment of thou shalt not kill. And he points to it. He says, okay, and it has been written, you have heard that it was said to the ancient, thou shalt not kill, and whoever shall kill shall be liable to judgment. And then Christ makes the comparison of thou shalt not kill to anger. If we have anger and we hold on to it and we hold it against our brethren, that we are liable of judgment. Here we see Christ not destroying the law and the prophets. I have not come to destroy the law of the prophets, but to fulfill, to perfect. St. Peter, in today's epistle, talks to us about being lovers of the brethren, merciful, reserved, humble, not rendering evil for evil, or abuse for abuse, but blessings. Here we are called to examine ourselves with our attitude towards our brother, towards our neighbor, whether it be our actual next door neighbor, those we are associates with at work, members of our family, members of the church. Person we come across on the road? And do we demonstrate the charity that Christ asks us to demonstrate? Or do the first things that come out of our mouth when we think that we are misused or abused, perhaps under our breath, some type of profanity, or we lose our temper? If so, and we read this correctly, then our justice does not exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, and we need to do something about that. If we would love life and see good days. For St. Peter writes, "He who would do this, he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no deceit. Let him seek after peace and pursue it." Peace is not something you get at Walmart. Peace is something you get from only one source, and that's Christ. But you have to pursue him. Oh, not just come up and receive him in communion, but pursue him, pursue his spirit. Let him reign in your hearts and let him work in you and through you. It's kind of a scary gospel if you read it. Unless your justice exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Isn't that scary? So, my dear friends in Christ, as we continue with Holy Mass today, and we meditate upon these things that are presented to us, let us examine ourselves. And if we find that we have something against our brother, let us let it go. Let us forgive. Oh, not for our sake or for their sake, but for Christ's sake, so that he might work within us and reign in our hearts and work through us. Like it says in St. Peter's epistle, "But hallow the Lord Christ in your hearts." One last thought. We just said, if we have something against our brethren. But know what Christ here says. If your brother has anything against you, leave thy gift before the altar. Go first and be reconciled to thy brethren, and then come offer thy gift. If perhaps you think you have offended your brethren, or you have caused harm or hurt, you remember those things. Go apologize. Try to make it right. It might be accepted, it might not be accepted, but it will always be blessed by God, especially when you do it for his sake. That, my dear friends in Christ, is charity. And charity is the law. Love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, thy whole mind, thy whole soul, and thy whole strength, and thy neighbor as thyself. For the love of God. Upon these two commandments are based the whole law and the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.